Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
52-yard try for Giorgio Tavecchio. And the kick by Tavecchio is short and right. And I think the Jets got a hand on it. Might have been Anderson.
It's JR and B-Mac holding it down with you on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. We here for one more hour, B-Mac.
Yes, sir.
You jamming? That's your jam right there?
Man, it sticks, man. Renegade. We play that in the stadium in Pittsburgh. Man, the stadium go crazy.
So you getting ready to make a big play here in this this final quarter?
No question.
We got it.
We usually play in the fourth quarter, too, by the way.
We got it. We here for one more hour. B-Mac, where can they find you online?
B-Mac_sports talk.
You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. If you want to talk to us, 404-741-0929, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. And we heard that clip, B-Mac. And I know, man, as an NFL player, as an NFL fan, kickers. You look at a kicker, and a lot of people say, yo, you got one job. Go out there, put the football through the uprights. If you can't do it, we got to go find somebody else who can. You ain't necessarily tackling nobody. You ain't necessarily putting in all the work that we do. Just make sure that your foot works. And when it comes down to the Falcons, I always feel that a lot of the players can be taken for granted. I think Matt Ryan at times is taken for granted. And just how his career has gone, his durability, the numbers that he's put up. Sometimes people just chalk him up. Okay, he's there. All right? I think Julio Jones, people don't take him for granted, but he's such a superstar that gets the job done without the Antonio Brown antics that he doesn't always get the attention that he deserves. And more recently, earlier this year, someone who's been a member of the Falcons for 10 years was cut to save some money this year and next year. It's 44-year-old kicker.
Matt
Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
He was cut. Everybody goes, what are we cutting him for? And then they bring in Giorgio Tavecchio, who decides to miss two field goals on Thursday. They were long.
Buyer's remorse already?
You think so? No, it's not. It's not buyer's remorse, but it gets tricky. We seeing this in the preseason.
Tavecchio is going to try a field goal to 52 yards. Tavecchio lines that one up, and it will be off to the left.
Mm. There you go.
It's not good when you're missing preseason kicks.
And
it happens.
And
but
I'll give him a little bit of credit. They said somebody may have got a hand.
Yeah, yeah.
On one of them.
I mean, we just saw Cody Parkey, when he missed that field goal for the Chicago.
Someone got
a hand on that one. They cut him anyway.
But then he went to have a whole short-lived television career. And then they're like, hey, man, you the kicker. What are you doing TV for? You're the kicker.
See, JR, the issue with this position for Atlanta is that you let go a guy that has been around for a long, long time that was still doing real good things.
Leading scorer.
Yes.
This man scored more points with his foot than anybody in Atlanta Falcons history.
Yeah. It wasn't like he retired. You cut him. You told him, your services are no longer needed, right?
There wasn't a matter of restructuring his contract.
Like, yeah.
It wasn't like, hey, it's like, no, we're going to bring in Tavecchio, who last year, for the past few years, has kicked for the Oakland Raiders. Mm-hmm. And before that, he's barely been on squads.
Mm.
And now he's going to be a difference maker in a team that I think is going to go ahead and win the division. How many games do you think is going to boil down to this guy's foot?
Not even about games boiling down to a kick. Now knowing where the extra point is set up, that's why we're seeing so many missed extra points.
35.
Because they're moving it back. They moved the ball back. Those are huge plays.
Can Tavecchio be trust? I don't think so.
I know I won't draft him on my fantasy team.
I think that leads us to both go, yo, he may not necessarily be the answer. I mean, would you bring back Matt Bryant? Would you bring back the 44-year-old kicker who's been one of the most accurate kickers in NFL history?
You might have to.
But I guess the kicker comes in, and I have this image burned in my brain. I believe it was a 57-yard field goal last season that wiped him out for three games because he kicked this to win the game, and the next thing you know, he's over here pulling at his hamstring. When you're 44 years old, when you are a kicker, and you're pulling your hammy, and you're missing games, is it worth bringing him back? I think at minimum, instead of just cutting him outright like they did earlier this year, they could have at least restructured his contract. See if he can still go out there. Give him a competition. Nobody gets him to keep the job forever. It's not how it goes. That we got, we have a Matt Bryant highlight we got.
This is going to be 57 yards for Bryant. Snap from Harris. Spot Bosher. Try is away, and it is going to be good.
You get that, and then you get hurt. Mm. That stinks. I mean, you play B-Mac. What was the team's perception of the kickers?
Well,
you smiling while you saying it.
Extremely important only when their number is called. And we really don't respect and appreciate what kickers do. Because think about this. For the majority of a ball game, they're not really a huge important factor to what is going on until there's a last second kick that needs to be made. And you're expected to go out there and not have any hiccups. And if you do, you know, everybody's talking about it. So it's a very, very stressful job, but that's why when you have a good individual in place already at the table, don't run them away.
So what you're saying to me is kickers don't get the respect. Kickers aren't respected.
No, they're not. They're not.
So why wouldn't it be a case right now where, you know, the Falcons say, okay, we have someone who has had success, who's been a Pro Bowler, who's been accurate. Why wouldn't they bring back Matt Bryant and at least make it a competition?
Well, and when they find out the grass is not always greener on the other side, that's probably when they will bring him back.
You know, but this is the problem. I don't find it worthy to do that when you have a team with so much talent like the Falcons. It's like you're taking a risk. It's like you're almost saying, you know what, we are willing, whether you're losing it in the final 2 minutes of a game or whether you're losing it because of a missed kick in the first quarter. It seems like you're tempting fate by not having in a reliable kicker. I don't think it's worth it to run somebody out there to kick the football when you don't necessarily have confidence in them. And then you just said it. The rest of the team will look at somebody like Tavecchio and kind of sweat. And doesn't it have a trickle down to the rest of the team and the rest of the squad? Won't they look at this and say, well, we cannot necessarily rely on 3 points. We have to alter our strategy. We may have to go for it on fourth down because I cannot trust this guy's right foot. That's something bad that you don't need permeating through the team. I think at minimum, the Falcons should explore seeing what Matt Bryant has left in the tank. I think it's a bad idea.
In due time, we'll see. This will be a huge week right here for Atlanta when it comes to the kicking game. You know, this is the final dress rehearsal before the regular season gets here. And, you know, hopefully he can, you know, right this ship as far as being accurate with his kicks. And if not, better believe they'll start bringing some guys in.
Oh, man, they're going to be searching on a waiver wire. I mean, it's not just him. What's going to happen with that offensive line? You know, can they keep Matt Ryan standing upright? I think the offensive weapons that the Falcons have, if healthy, they're going to go out there and do some damage. And the team should not have to suffer because a kicker goes out and can't get the job done because he's just been on practice squad after practice squad after practice squad. And then he just goes, plays on the Raiders and ends up in Atlanta in a pressure-filled situation. I don't think that's necessarily the right move. We actually got a couple callers here on the line. 404-741-0929. Let's check in with VT calling from Atlanta. VT, what do you think about the Falcons in their kicking situation?
Like I say, man, I'm from the 901. I've been listening to you guys this evening. Y'all pretty good, but, man, y'all kind of funny, man. Y'all over the top. Dude, it's just preseason. The regular season hasn't started yet. The games don't count. And B-Mac, I called a couple weeks ago. I told you my homeboy used to light you up in practice, Cedric Wilson.
Say it ain't like nobody.
Tennessee.
Say it ain't like nobody up in no practice. Stop that line.
But at the end of the day, man, it's just preseason. Yeah, let the preseason ride out, baby.
It is just preseason, but the thing is, if you see some things in preseason that could transition to the regular season, then what? It can happen. I mean, right now, the kicking game, there's a lot of uncertainty with the Falcons because you let go one of the all-time leading kickers franchise history.
Ever.
That's why this is more of a big deal than what it should be because who he's trying to replace.
Right.
That's the issue.
And you can't – I would and kicker is one position that I'm going to look at, and it's all about confidence. I mean, you guys are kicking out there after practice, and it's like, hey, all of y'all can get off this field that y'all been sweating and toiling on for the past several hours. Y'all can all leave if this man right here can knock down that kick. Kicker is all about your performance, and it's all about confidence and being able to handle pressure. It's no difference than being, most in a lot of cases, a closer on a baseball team. We did it. It's now up to you. Send us home. Get us out of here. Preseason matters if you're the kicker. It's practice. If you can't make it in a situation that's less pressure-filled, what are you going to do when the lights are brighter and those games actually do matter? I ain't chalking up no kicker to, oh, it's just preseason. No. Don't work. Doesn't matter. Let's get one more caller, and I see you, Mike. I see you, Son. Let's check in with Mike from Lawrenceville. Mike, what's your thoughts real quick?
Real quick, they should have never let him go entirely. If they were going to hire this other guy, okay. Keep Brian on a retainer, meaning this. If we use you, it's going to be kind of a pay-as-you-go. Every time you make a field goal for us, it's going to be $500,000 to you.
What?
What? That's
you talking about $500,000?
Wait.
Well, Mike has some interesting comments on how we need to do contracts.
A retainer? Now, NFL contracts don't work like that. I mean, Matt Bryan is a vet, so if he's on that opening day roster, his entire salary is guaranteed.
Yeah, let's just give NFL players, a couple dollars here for their performance. Real interesting. I don't know about that, Mike. Call us up, 404-741-0929. Do the Falcons need to bring back Matt Bryan? Are you happy with Tavecchio? It's JR and B-Mac holding it down for you on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta. It's JR and B-Mac here with you on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio, holding it down with you until 6 p.m. Right before the break, B-Mac, we were talking about the Falcons and their kicking situation. Giorgio Tavecchio missed two 50s, knocked in a 24-yarder, which I'm glad he at least knocked in the 24-yarder. We'd be having a bigger conversation. But it's a tough thing to follow up when you're following Matt Bryant, who has scored more points than anybody in Falcons history. And we don't know if Tavecchio is going to be someone that you could count on during the course of the season for a team that I think should be able to go out there and win the division. And we have some thoughts. We have some callers. I see we got Hassan here calling in from Covington. Hassan, what do you think about the Falcons kicking situation?
Hey, first of all, I got two pointers I want to bring up, all right? Number one, I totally agree with you about Matt Ryan being taken granted for here in Atlanta. That quarterback position was in a disaster when he first came into this league, and you got a clean-cut quarterback, does the right thing off the field, does the right thing on the field, okay? Second, when they got rid of that kicker, they made the biggest mistake because he is clutch. You don't get rid of a clutch player, all right? That's one thing you don't do. And I'm going to listen.
Hassan, thank you. Thank you for calling up. No, it's facts. I mean, you can take some of these players for granted, but when you got somebody like Matt Bryan, those are tough shoes to go ahead and fill.
Yeah, and like I said, even though he was a bit up there in age, football age,
44
he
years
still
old,
was kicking at a top-tier level.
Well, I mean, we think about another Falcon. We have Morton Anderson. Played a long time, played into his 40s. I think he was about 47, 48. I mean, you looked at someone in recent memory, Adam Vinatieri.
Yeah.
I mean, you ain't getting hit and slapped around.
And a 50-yard attempt is a difficult kick. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But you have to understand the individual you're replacing was an individual that people felt extremely confident when it came to kicking anything.
Yeah.
45, 46, 49, 50. You always felt like Matt Bryant would give you an opportunity to put it through the uprights. So the person you're replacing, you just said the franchise leading
all time points.
Leading scorer.
With his foot.
Yeah, so that's a big deal by itself. You're missing a 50-yard field goal. Those are difficult kicks. But the person you're replacing, you're trying to replace, that is the biggest gripe right now that he's going to have to get over.
Listen, I'm tough on kickers. Preseason, 50 yards, it's a difficult kick. You're doing that inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Let's put you outside. What are you going to do later on in the year? What are you going to do on, you know, Thanksgiving when the whole world is watching you? What are you going to do at the end of the season in Tampa Bay? You know, when you're outside playing on that field, what are you going to do? At least knock it down in preseason. Let us know your thoughts. Do the Falcons need to explore bringing in a new kicker? Do they need to bring back Matt Bryant? Call us up, 404-741-0929. We got Nathan calling in on the line. Nathan, where you calling in from?
Dallas.
Dallas here in Georgia?
Yeah, Dallas, Georgia.
Okay, Nathan, what do you think the Falcons need to do with the kicker situation?
I'm a soccer player, and I was a kicker in high school. I'm by no means NFL caliber, but I could kick a high school football, you know, from 50 yards out. And
okay,
the pressure is, it's like golf. You have to hone in the swing.
Okay.
And when it comes to kicking a football, it's just like, you know, it's like swinging a golf club.
Okay. So
you have to hit the sweet spot. You have to,
it's a science to it. We know. Well, B-Mac, are you good at kicking a football?
No.
Am I good at kicking a football? No. I mean, we know it is a science, but do you think?
It's a specialty.
Yes. It's a specialty. Do you think the Falcons' current kicker, Giorgio Tavecchio, is capable of going out there and getting the job done?
Well, based on what we've seen so far in the preseason.
You know what? I'm not sure.
All right, Nathan. I think Nathan said he used to kick in high school. Maybe he could do a better job than Tavecchio. We may have to bring him in. Who else we got here on the line? We got Cedric calling in. Hey, Cedric, where you calling in from?
I'm on Bankhead right now.
Shout out to Cedric and Bankhead. What do you think about the Falcons kicking situation?
I think you should wait and see. I think that last year when he came in for Matt Bryan, who was hurt, he was 5-for-5. I don't know if y'all were around then, but he was 5-for-5. We know that the best ability is availability. So lately, every time Matt Bryan swung his leg, he popped a hamstring. So if he's not out there, what difference does it make who's kicking? So we just got to make sure that we support Giorgio, because he was 5-for-5 in the season last year. He didn't miss a kick when he came in. So it's preseason, everybody chill.
But 5-for-5 as a fill-in is totally different when you're the guy.
This your job.
It was in the regular season.
Yeah.
In the regular season.
I mean, but you only talking about 5 kicks in the regular season. You know it's 16 weeks in a regular season. So he did what he was supposed to do. I'm not saying that. I'm not
to
taking
take
that away
from him.
But
what's worse, missing a kick in the preseason or going 5-for-5? Like 5-for-5 in the regular season or missing kicks in the preseason? Which one you'd rather have?
Well, I want to see you make kicks when you're supposed to make kicks.
And we haven't gotten there yet.
No, we haven't gotten there yet. But no. The issue, the reason
if
why this is a story,
if you can't do it in the preseason,
is because this is a guy
following the big time.
This is a guy that.
But I've done it in the regular season.
It's a small sample size.
Listen, I mean, I'm not going to say anybody can come off the bench. But, you know, not too many people every day of your life is going to get Wally pipped. Somebody gets hurt, the next man steps up, and there, for the most part, there's a reason why you're the backup. You're supposed to step up and rise to the occasion, but ultimately, there's a reason you're the backup. There's a reason Tavecchio didn't necessarily get burned until the past several years with the Oakland Raiders. There's a reason he's been a practice squad kicker. Small sample size versus what you had in somebody like Matt Bryant. I wouldn't necessarily say, okay, I want to go ahead and take Tavecchio. We got Antonio calling in from Fayetteville. Antonio, what do you think about the Falcons kicking situation?
Yeah, definitely. First, thanks for taking my call, guys. I appreciate it. But I do think that we should take a wait-and-see approach. However, I must say, as a Cowboys fan, last year, I definitely feel what you guys are going through now. When the Cowboys moved on from Dan Bailey to the new kicker, Brett Maher, there were a couple of games, at least two legitimate games, where I really think that we could have won had we had Dan Bailey, who was one of the most accurate kickers in history.
Y'all cut Matt Dan Bryan, Bailey. Y'all got rid of Dan Bailey too soon anyway, I believe.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah,
and Matt Bryan, I think the Falcons got rid of him a little too early too because he's definitely in that elite kicker status as well. So I just think that this is something that the Falcons are going to have to go through. I think they're going to feel it, to be quite honest. But,
well, let me ask you, Antonio. You're saying let's take a wait-and-see approach. Isn't preseason the perfect time to not go ahead and wait and see? I mean, are we gonna wait until we get into the regular season and see a couple more misses? I mean, this is the time.
That you know what, man? That is definitely an excellent question. I didn't even think about it from that perspective. You know, if Tavecchio is showing you guys signs this early that he's not capable of making kicks, especially.
Oh, I think
it'd be better that you all go and try to find somebody else. But, you know, the thing about kickers is you never really value them until you need them.
That's the big point right there when it comes down to Matt Bryan. Let's check in with Andy. Andy, what are your thoughts on the Falcons kicker situation?
Man, I'm telling you something. This reminds me of when Falcons got rid of Calais Bowl and McClure, replaced them with Peter Carrs and Lamar Hall. Okay, how many games the Falcons won off Matt Bryan's foot when the offense went doing what it was supposed to? I mean, it's sad, man. You're paying the wrong people, period. I mean, bring back Matt Bryan. He was money. He was on the offense we had a lot of times. That's all I got to say, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
All right, so, I mean, well, we've had some interesting thoughts here when it boils down to the kickers. I forgot the gentleman's name. He said we should bring back Matt Bryant and then give him, what, $500,000 incentive kick that he can.
It was crazy.
The league don't even work that way, B-Man.
It don't.
Like,
we're going to let everything play out, you know, with this position. But it's a topic of discussion because of the individual he's replacing. That's why this is such a big deal. Matt Bryan will go down as one of the best Atlanta Falcons players ever.
He will.
Think about that. I mean,
it's just terrible to be cut the way that he's been cut, and then you bring in Tavecchio.
That's how the NFL works.
It is. Yeah. It's all about the assembly line. Well, let's hope Tavecchio works the same way.
My workout music.
Are you going to jam to this later?
Tomorrow in the morning.
All right, my man B-Mac is out here. Carlos Bocanegra, he joined John and Hugh. We're going to get ready to run that back because Atlanta United, they're going to take on the Portland Timbers tonight. Kickoffs at 10, pregames at 9:30. We're going to get you set up for that. It's JR and BMAC on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio.
Matt casts the cannon, now fires it down the near touchline to Escobar, who's clawed at by Rodriguez. Play on, says Aguilar. It goes inside to Nagby. Tap back to him by Joseph. Nagby sending it through now. Pereira with the back heel to Pitti in the box. Shot! Score! Emerson Hyman!
First goal of what would be a trophy-winning night for Atlanta United at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in a 3-2 win over Club America to get the five stripes, their second trophy, a Campeones Cup win. And now they move back to MLS play. And if we look ahead, it'll be Sunday night with our broadcast beginning at 8:30. More on that coming up in a couple of minutes. But let's welcome into the program on the morning show with John and Hugh, Carlos Bocanegra, technical director of Atlanta United.
Boca, Boca.
Hey, Carlos.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. First of all, I'd like to say congratulations on the Campeones Cup. But let's get down to brass tacks, Boca, Boca. What does that jewelry look like, man? Is that like another ring, or is that like a medal? I mean, what's the plans?
I think it's just a trophy. Cool looking little trophy, but it was an event. You know, Campeones Cup, the champion of the Mexican League, champion of the MLS, and it was great to plan. And you know, they put a trophy behind it, so it makes it meaningful. But it was good to test ourselves against a really tough club and tough team like Club America, and we like winning things, so that was great, and the guys turned out really well.
Yeah, they did, man. I got to tell you, watching that match and you know, baseball being on at the same time, baseball kind of took a back seat, man, because that was must-see soccer, because like you said, you know, most teams that you play against, they like to bunker a little bit. It was like a heavyweight bout where both heavyweights were like slugging it out.
It was really good. It was exciting end-to-end soccer. I think, you know, a lot of credit to our guys hanging in there. There are some tough tackles both ways. I mean, not only them, us as well. But great mentality, great win. And like I said, it's always good to test yourself against the best in the region. And they're a really good team, darn good team. So nice win for us. And you know, put that one in the pocket, put that one in the trophy cabinet, so to speak. But we've still got a lot of season left.
Yeah, the attention will turn to MLS. Of course, we'll talk about the U.S. Open Cup coming up next week. But right now it's MLS, back to the MLS season. You get a sense now, I mean, now you have a Campeones Cup. Now you could have a U.S. Open Cup. You're starting to kind of round into form from a health perspective, that there could be big things coming, that maybe Wednesday was kind of the kickstart to a really good run at the end of the year.
Well, let's hope so. I think we had a really good performance against New York City, you know, on the weekend, and then followed up by another good performance here. So we've got to keep the momentum going. It is about when you get hot and when you start to catch form. So, you know, it's not a bad time for us. We've got a tough trip cross country to Portland now against a good team who they are now having a homestand and they're catching form. So that'll be another good challenge. And we've got the Open Cup final at home, you know, after we come back and play Orlando. So it does not slow down for us. It doesn't stop. But these guys, I think the mentality of the group right now is fantastic. And I think Wednesday night was a good example of it. And even our home game against New York City on the weekend as well. It's just really good performance. And the guys are starting to kind of be on the front foot and put the pedal to the floor, which is great.
Talking with Carlos Bocanegra, technical director of Atlanta United.
Speaking of the guys, when are we going to see Tito Villalba get some real time out there on the pitch?
Yeah, so Tito's come back from injury and now gaining his fitness as well. So he'll be available for selection. He's ready. He's hungry to compete. But, you know, there's competition for spots right now. So we will see. But I would imagine he'll start getting some minutes here as we have a lot of games coming up.
I'm talking with Carlos Bocanegra about Atlanta United as they get ready to go on the road. Sunday night, Portland Timbers, late start, 9:30. I said 8:30, 9:30 actually, pregame. And 10 o'clock is the kickoff on Sunday night against Portland as they get back to MLS play. Is it fair to kind of look at everything that's kind of transpired this year and to say that now with the team health, with the understanding that the players have about how Frank DeBoer wants to play, with Frank DeBoer's understanding about how the players kind of want to shape the team, and we've had a lot of chatter about that, Carlos, that there's been kind of a meeting of the minds and an understanding, and everybody's sort of on the same page now. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and I think, you know, we had some good performances earlier in the year. I think we've just been inconsistent a little bit this season earlier on. And, you know, a little bit you can talk about tactics, you can talk about team shape, you can talk about individual performances, you know, change in personnel. There's a lot of different factors in that, but you know, for me, the big thing is that the the guys have really stuck together, and regardless of circumstances or injuries or anything like that, kept going, and you know, we're in a good way now. And I think that's where sports are. When you're in a good rhythm, you're in a good feeling. It doesn't matter our team shape or you know the formation we put out. It's the guys are in a good rhythm and have a really good understanding with each other on the field, the movements, when to pass the ball, when to check, when to run into the channel, you know, who's receiving it, that just the movement and the kind of synchronization. That was a big word, Hugh. Oh, my God. that's coming together now. So I think that's where you're starting to see, you know, you talk about the team coming into form. That's where you're starting to see, I think, progress and the positivity with the outcomes and the results.
If we had a chime for that, you would definitely get a big word for that word you just used, Lo. No question about
oh
that.
My goodness.
but I know it was in the middle of the week, and, you know, everybody was excited. But how did
big
you
– word.
There you go. Thank you very much there, Orin Sigma. And I know, you know, you're a man about your business, and you're always about business. But how did you celebrate that win over Club America? How did you celebrate?
Yeah, we just not much. I mean, we have a game already on the weekend, so it's a little bit different than, you know, last year when we won the MLS Cup. That's the last game of the season, and, you know, you go to the off season and it's done. So you can kind of kick your feet up and relax, and you know, we appreciate it, and you kind of celebrate like that. This one, we very much, we're excited. Like I said, the guys did a great job. It was a really good game as well, I think, for just a neutral spectator to watch, which is also good for the brand, good for MLS, good for soccer in this country. So that was cool. But just hung out, you know, congratulated each other, took the night and the next day, kind of yesterday, to appreciate what we were able to accomplish and celebrate a nice victory. But that's it, man. We're back at it now. That's behind us. We're very proud that we're able to win that. And like I said, we had a really good performance. But now let's focus on Portland. We've got Orlando and then an Open Cup final, which is really big for us, because if we win that, we qualify directly for the Champions League tournament next season. So it's a big, big game for us, that Open Cup final.
Carlos Bocanegra joining us. It is a big game, and Hugh was talking about this, and I had to step back and kind of take a big picture because I get lost in my desire for MLS. But if you step back, you know, look, right now, Carlos, Atlanta United at the moment is the defending champion of the United States, best team in the club team in the United States, right, MLS champion. You are now the best club team in all of North America because you just won the Campeones Cup, and the next step would be to win that Champions Cup and be the best team in the entire hemisphere. I mean, you're taking those steps.
No, look, it's the goal. And when any chance, like we have the Open Cup final, you know, in a few Tuesday or, yeah, the following Tuesday, right? So that is the domestic cup. And that's where, you know, it's a pretty cool tournament with all the amateur teams start out. And we've made it all the way to the final. And again, getting to that Champions League and winning the Champions League tournament where you can represent at the Club World Cup from the hemisphere. You know, you get to play against the likes of the Liverpools, the Real Madrids, River Plates. So that's cool. And that's where we'd ultimately like to go. But you have to qualify for those first. And that's why, you know, it's fantastic we're playing in a final in August that can help us achieve those goals.
Now, what about this being a rematch Sunday night of the MLS Cup game from last year when we beat Portland? They had a really good contingent. You know, we were at the game, and obviously there were probably, 3,000-4,000 Portland fans at that game, so I would imagine the Portland fans have kind of circled this from the beginning.
Yeah, probably. They have a really good fan base as well. You know, I think it's always a fun place to play. People talk about, you know, playing in Atlanta, playing in Portland, probably two of the better atmospheres in the league. Obviously, ours is the best. But so I think it'll be fun for the guys to play. I don't think there's going to be anything where, you know, our guys or their guys are necessarily – you know, revenge, because a final is a final and this is just a league game, but you know, there'll be a little bit of hype around it, and we always want to win as well. So their fans might have a little bit more, maybe hype around it, I would say, but I don't think it's going to be out of control.
Carlos, we look forward to the game Sunday night. Thanks for taking a few minutes. Congratulations again on the Campeones Cup.
Yeah, have a good one.
Thank you, guys.
Carlos Bocanegra, Technical Director of Atlanta United.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.